She is a goddess. I just can't seem to get her out of my mind, no matter what I do. She hardly says anything to me unless it's about test tubes and enzymes. She just acts so superior. She's driving me crazy. I look up from my experiment, the one that I am so achingly close to completing, the one I need to get my degree. I need to focus. What am I doing? But how can I focus when I see her working so near? She never even seems to notice me, but I can't help thinking about her. She's so beautiful, with her hair in a ponytail, those piercing blue eyes, that lovely face, perfect body, her pristine white lab coat with the name Sierra stitched in blue over her left breast. Sierra. What a name. Beautiful, exotic, sexy. God, it fits her. Perfect. And that coat, that lab coat accentuates her curves. Her short skirt barely peeks out below it, showing off her long legs up to her thighs. Those beautiful, powerful, sexy thighs. The muscles perfectly conditioned. Those shoes. Nobody would say they're really sexy. They're comfortable with a low heel. But her perfect painted toes peek out. How can I keep myself from staring at those amazing toes all day? God, I need to focus. I hear her laugh and I snap out of my daydream. I know she will ask me something that will stump me. She's always a step ahead of me. This is my experiment, my experiment. How did I lose control? What is going on?
He is such a geek. I knew from the moment I saw him that he was a perverted little panty boy. He thinks I don't notice how he stares at me. He thinks I don't know that he runs into the bathroom to jerk off every time I talk to him. How pathetic. I mean, how can a guy with such a high IQ be so easily manipulated by a beautiful woman? I almost pity him. He really has no idea what I have in store for him. By the end of this project, I will have him groveling at my feet, begging to serve me in any way I demand. And truthfully, he deserves what he has coming to him. Sure, I want to make him my plaything. I get off on the idea of toying with him, making him my pet. But he should have known better. I still don't think he even realizes that I overheard him. How dare he actually suggest to one of his little loser friends that he's going to get inside my panties? Like he even has a chance with a woman like me. I'm sure the pathetic little pervert was only boasting, attempting to seem cool. But he still deserves all the things I'm planning on doing to him. He's going to learn his place, one way or another.
Oh my God. I've made a goddess angry. How could I be so damn stupid? Of course she overheard me. Maybe I wanted her to. No. Maybe. Maybe I wanted to see what she would do to me. I watched her reprimand an intern once, and it made me rock hard. Her voice didn't seem to raise, but there was something different about it. Something that was just authoritative. God, I'm useless. I'm getting hard just thinking about this right now. When she came into that locker room, I was trembling. She didn't even hesitate. She walked right up to me, pushed me up against the lockers, her beautiful hand pressed against my chest. So much power in that touch, those perfect fingers. She glared into my eyes, and I thought my heart would stop beating. I wanted to look away, but her eyes were locked on mine, and I couldn't. "So I hear you're planning to get inside my panties," she said to me. I opened my mouth. I tried to speak. Nothing but a pathetic whimper escaped my lips. She only laughed at me. That laugh cut me in two. It thrilled and terrified me at the same time. How can that be? She stepped back. I could hardly believe what I was seeing. I watched as she lifted up her skirt and coat, just a little more thigh. Oh my God. Was she going to lift it up more? No. She reached her hands up. My breath caught in my throat as I watched her slip her panties down her legs and then step out of them. She held them out to me. I stared at the soft, white satin fabric hanging in front of my face. God, I could smell her. The aroma was strong. It was amazing. I couldn't move. Well, what are you waiting for? Here you go. Since you want to get inside my panties so bad, you are going to remove your pants and underwear and put these on right now. Right here. Right now. I complied. I don't know how. My hands were shaking. How could I refuse? It was like objecting to anything this goddess told me was not even an option. The fact that she saw how aroused I was only heightened my humiliation. I could barely take my clothes off and slip those panties on. I was mortified and excited all at the same time. She watched me undress and dress like she was observing an experiment, taking mental notes, like I was some sort of bug, like I was in a petri dish, I don't know. I was so scared, and yet I felt like I needed to do it. I needed to please her, and for some reason I can't even fathom. So now I sit here in front of this microscope, desperately trying to concentrate. The fabric of her satin panties torments my aching cock with every movement I make. I try not to notice her. I try not to watch the way she moves around the room, the way her ponytail sways. I try to forget that underneath that short skirt and pristine lab coat, my goddess is no longer wearing any pants.